Be'ezras Hashem Yizbarek, today's an auspicious day. The 465th daf in Shas, if we have our count right, is daf Beis in Meseches Yuma. We're beginning a new Mesechta together. Our Mesechta is going to, of course, be dealing with Yom HaKippurim. Most of the Prakim deal with the Avodas Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. The 8th and final Perek will deal with the Halachos of the Fast of Yom HaKippurim. Our Mesechta is going to begin discussing the 7 days before Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol is sequestered in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah will also mention that there will be a backup Kohen that's designated lest he become Possel, the original Kohen Gadol, as well as he will have a wife that will also be in the, if you will, in the bullpen in case his wife dies, because the Kohen Gadol has to be married. The Mishnah will give us the source for that. Our Gemara will discuss on Daf Beis Amud Aleph a similar process when the Kohen that burned the Parah Aduma was also sequestered for 7 days. And the Gemara on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph will give us the source that we learn that both the halachos apply to the Sreifas Parah Aduma as well as Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara on Beis Amud Aleph will spend most of its time questioning that source. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Just in terms of the tools that we will use, there are some fantastic Gemaras and Maseches Yuma. Of course, a reference that we often use for Daf Yomi is the Masifta Gemara, as well as Mechon HaMikdash has put out a very fascinating Gemara with beautiful pictures as well, and commentary, which we Be'ezer Hashem plan to make reference to. Practically, we are going to use the famous diagram. That's the diagram that is at the beginning of both the Oz V'Hadar Gemara, the Masifta Gemara, as well as in the Mechon HaMikdash's Gemara, the aerial view of the Beis HaMikdash, with the different lishkos that are going to come up as we learn. So let's Be'ezer Hashem jump in and try to do the daf Be'ezer Hashem simply and clearly, and also try to share some halacha and yanim that come out from the daf. Zok de'elig mishnah shivas yom kodim yom hakipurim, 7 days before yom hakipurim, mafrishin kohen gadol mibeisei lelishkas parhedrin. They would separate the kohen gadol from his house to the lishkas parhedrin. Let's take a look and find the lishkas parhedrin on the map that you should all have in front of you. Towards the middle of the diagram of the Beis HaMikdash in the Har HaBayis, on the northern side, parallel to the Mizbeach Hachitzan, on the Tzad Safon, was the Lishkas Palhedrin. On the northern side, across from the Mizbeach. If you went from the Mizbeach and you walked north, eventually you would hit the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, and there was the Lishkas Palhedrin. Interestingly, it's not in the diagram. It's a big discussion in the Gemara in Yutes Amud Aleph, and this seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. It's not delineated in the diagram of the Oz V'Hadar, but it is delineated in the diagram of the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni of the Mechon HaMikdash. It's, if you're looking at the Masifta diagram of the Beis HaMikdash, it's right near the Beis HaMoked, which is described in the beginning of Maseches Midos, where the Kohanim used to gather when they weren't on duty. So this was a special lishka, which the Gemara will discuss in detail on Daf Yud Aleph. Excuse me, it'll be on Yud Aleph as well, but even in more detail on Daf Yud Tes, where the Kohen would live for those 7 days. Umaskinen lo Kohen acher tachtov, and another Kohen would be put in his place, because of a fear, Shema Yira Bo Psul, lest he become Possel. Rashi explains it will be a Psul carry if he has a seminal emission or any type of Tumah that prevents him from coming into the Migdash. So then the Kohen will take his place. And Rabbi Yehuda introduces something else. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Af Isha Acheres Maskinen Loi, another woman is designated as a backup for his wife. The Gemara on Yugimel will describe the complicated Kiddushin that's going to take place with this wife, because he's not supposed to have two wives. So how that's done will be discussed on Daf Yugimel. But there is this woman, if you will, waiting in the bullpen. Maskin lo shema Thomas ishto shenemar v'chiper ba'adoy v'abesoy. that when the Kohen atones on Yom HaKippurim, he atones for himself as well as his house. And Chazal Darshin, Beisai Zai Ishtai. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is also taken care of. Amru Loi, the Chachamim, however, rejected Rabbi Yehuda's position. They said, Im Kain Ein L'Dav Herself, you'll have to be worried that the woman in the bullpen is also going to die. Ein L'Dav Herself. So therefore, they say, we don't take this into account. And we don't have another wife designated in case his wife dies. However, there would be another Kain that would be for a backup. Now the Gemara is going to, as we mentioned, compare this halacha to Sreifas Para Aduma, and ultimately the Gemara is going to show that they might have similar sources, the idea of Prisha Shivas Yamim for both the Kohen Gadol as well as the Kohen who is going to burn the Para Aduma. We know that the ash in Parshas Chukas from the Para Aduma is ultimately used to be Metaher Tumas Mesim. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, in Para. Shivas Yom Kodim Sreifas HaPara, 7 days before Sreifas HaPara. Hay Mefrishin Kodim Sreifas HaPara, Bebeskoy Lulishka, Sha'al Pni Habira, Tzafoyna Mizrachis. They would separate the Kohen from his house, and he would go to a Lishka, which was on the area called Bira, which the Gemara is going to explain, which was in the northeastern corner. Vilishkas Beis HaEven Haisen Nikris. And that area was called Vilishkas Beis HaEven. Let's go to our map of the Beis HaMikdash, and let's go to the northeastern corner. It has not been put on most maps of the Har HaBayis, even though, according to Rashi, it seems that it was on the Har HaBayis, because many Rishonim hold that it wasn't in the northeastern corner of the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it was outside of the Azara. Our picture, of course, is a picture of the entire Azara. This is the position of Tosis Dibrei Maschil Umay, as well as the Mi'iri. The Chazdei David and the Gvura Asari bring a raya from the explanation we're going to have later on in the Gemara, that Bira means a place on the Har HaBayis, that's Mashma, outside. And this has been the assumption, it seems, from most of the Gedolei HaMeforshim today, and that's why it's not on our map. The Omek in the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosas, of where it's located, revolves around whether there's a Chiyuv of Prisha Dafka in the Beis HaMikdash area, in the Azara, or anywhere on the Har HaBayis. Rashi holds that the Chiyuv of Prisha by Kohen Gadol, and therefore as well, Sreifas HaPara, which the Gemara will connect shortly on the bottom of the Yomud, has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, while it seems like Tosis and the Meiri are assuming that it could be done anywhere on the Har HaBayis. So let's continue on. Safonim is Rachav. Lishkas Beis HaEven Haisen Nikris. And it was called the Lishkas Beis HaEven. V'lam Nikris Shema Lishkas Beis HaEven. Shekol Ma'asel B'klei Gelolim. Everything that was done there was done with dung that had been hardened, that was actually a common type of dish in those days, as well as from stone, b'klei avanu b'klei adama. Things were made from stone and from earth. My taima, what was the reason particularly that they did it that way in the Lishkas Avanim? Why did they make those type of utensils? It had to do with the halachos of Para Aduma. Para Aduma has fascinating sets of halachos to it, aside from the fact that it's called by a chok by the Torah Kedosh, it's the paradigmatic chok. There were also other halachos that were introduced by Chazal because of certain anomalies that came about particular to Para Aduma. One of the issues that Chazal were plagued with when it came to setting policy of Para Aduma was a machlokis that they had with the Tzedukim. The issue was whether someone who is a Tful Yom, someone who was Tameh and went to the mikvah, but did not have Herev Shemesh, whether they are allowed to sprinkle the Efer HaPara. Chazal had a tradition that they could. Let's take a look as the Gemara's description of this, and that will get back to the type of kelim that were used. Disnat, we learned in the Mishnah about a Tful Yom. Kiven the Tful Yom kasher b'parah. A Tful Yom is kasher b'parah. Disnat, as we learned in the Mishnah, This is Perigim Mishnah Zayim Para. Mitamin hayu akoin aserfes hapara. They would be metame, the kohen that would burn the para, intentionally be metame him for one reason. Umatbilinosa, and then have him go to the mikvah and have him be a tful yom. Lahotzi miliban shel tzadikim. Shayu oimrim bimureve shemesh hoise nasis. They said that the only way Srefas HaPara could be done is someone who underwent Harav Shemesh. That not only did they go to the mikvah, but also nightfall had come on them. Chazal thought that was an error. And therefore Chazal did the exact opposite to show that that tradition was incorrect. However, people said, wow, we're not so machmir on Srefas HaPara. We are even makel to allow a tful yom. So tekinu la rabbanan, the rabbanan made a chumra in the opposite direction. And we have this a few times by Parah Aduma, that Chazal were afraid that due to certain leniencies, there would be a zilzul, so they introduced to some stringencies as well. Tekinu la rabbanan kli glalim kli avanim kli adama, to the kablu tuma, that the kohen shouldn't even come in contact with utensils that are makabel tuma. Avonim are not mekabel tuma. Something's from the ground is not mekabel tuma, as long as it wasn't placed, Rashi describes in Dibur Maskil Kli Adama, into a furnace. Kehechi delo lezalzaluba. In order that people shouldn't say, since it's full yom is kosher bepara, so we don't need to be so careful, b'shmiras hatara. So they did what Rashi described, malos harbe, for para aduma. Now the Gemara analyzes the placement of the lishkas avonim, why we chose over there. Maishnat Sifon Mizracha. Why did we choose the northeastern corner? Kivan de Chatasi, because the Paradum is a Chatas. V'chatas tuna tzfon, and the Chatas needs to be in the north. Uksivba, and it says, by the Para, El Noichach Pneha El Moed, that when he stands on an area called Haramishcha, he would see towards the Pesach of the Heichel, which is on the eastern side. So Tekinu Rabbanan, Lishka tzfon mizracha kehechi dilahavi la hakera. To point out that if they were designated there, he's designated for a para which is called chatas, and yet at the same time, it's supposed to be towards the eastern corner, and Rashi adds that would remind him to be zariz b'maseha v'seder avodaseha. Now the Gemara asks what the word bira means. We said that the kohen is separated to the Lishka Shal Pni Habira. My Bira. Amar Rabba Bar Chanam Rabbi Yochanan. Mokam Haya Harabayis. There was a place on the Harabayis. So Bira Shemai. And it was called Bira. From here, many bring a Raya we mentioned. That this was on the Harabayis. And not on the map of the Beis Hamikdash itself. Reish Lakish Amar. Kol Hamikdash Kulai Kari Bira. Shnemar Habira Asher Hechinoisi. It could be the Turi Evan, if I'm not mistaken, suggests that the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would revolve around whether the lishkos had to be on the Beis Hamikdash proper in the Azara or on the Harabais itself. Period. Minoani mili. Now we begin a new Gemara that looks for the source. What is the source that you need Prishat on Yom HaKippurim 7 days as well as for Paraduma?
The pasuk says in regards to the miluyim of the Mishkan, where the Torah there describes that after Aaron and his children were commanded to leave their houses and be in the Chatzar HaMishkan during the Yimei HaMiluyim of 7 days, the pasuk has an interesting addition which is vague. Kasher osa b'yom hazeh. Just like you do on this day, Tziva Hashem lasos l'chaper aleichem. Kosh Baruch Hu also commands to do l'chaper aleichem. What's this also commands to do? So what do Chazal darshin? Lasos elu maisei para. That lasos is referring to the doing of the para. L'chaper elu maisei yom ha-kippurim. L'chaper refers to yom ha-kippurim. The Pnei Yehoshua is a little bothered. Where do we know that Maisa refers to Para? I understand L'chaper, that's a biblical word for Yom HaKippurim. However, Maisa for Para, that is a little bit more difficult. Ayin Sham. The Gemara is bothered by another question. Bishlei Mekulei Kra Bipara Lomasukam L'chaper Ksiv. Upara Lavas Kapari. To say that the whole Pasuk is talking about Para, that would not be correct, because the Pasuk uses the expression L'chaper, and clearly,
then the Torah is not making reference to Paraduma. Ela Eima Kule Kra Biyoma Kippurim Ksiv. Maybe the Pasuk by the Miluyim is coming to tell us you do this by Yom HaKippurim, where you have the Kohen separate for 7 days, just like by the time of the Miluyim. But how do you know that applies also to Paraduma? Answers the Gemara, Amri, Yalav Tziva Tziva, Ksiv Hacha Tziva Hashem Lasus, Uksiv Hasam Zayzchu Kasa Tereshet Tziva Hashem Leymar. Mala Halon Para, Afkan Para. Just like the expression Tziva is used by the Paraduma, so too when it says in this Pasuk, Kasher Sa B'yom HaZet Tziva, it's reference to the Paraduma. Umakan Prisha, and just like over here when it comes to Miluim, there's a Chiv of Prisha, Aflahalam Prisha, so too the same applies to Prisha for the Maisa Parah. We turn to Amud Beis. Ve'ema Tziva Tziva D'yom HaKippurim. Maybe the Tziva is meant to particularly connect the Pasuk of the Miluim to Yom HaKippurim, but not Parah. D'chsiv, Vayaska Asher Tziva Hashem Esmeisha. The Pasuk there says, by Yom HaKippurim, that they did as Hashem had commanded Moshe. So maybe the Kasher Tziva by the Miluyim is meant to connect specifically Yom HaKippurim, but not Para. Answers the Gemara, Donin Tziva Delefnei Asiyah, Mitziva Delefnei Asiyah. We learn a Tziva that is before when the event took place, which is how the Torah describes Miluyim, and we connect it to a Tziva that's mentioned Lefnei Asiyah, which is by Paraduma, ve'ein danin, and we don't learn tziva de la'achar asiyah, which is the tziva of Yom HaKippurim. The pasuk says vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe already afterward tziva de la'achar asiyah mitziva de lefnei asiyah. Period. Says the Gemara ve'ema tziva de karbanos. Maybe the tziva is referring to the karbanos. It says by all karbanos biyom tzavasos bnei Yisrael. And maybe we would say that every time that there is an avodas hakarbanos, just like by the miluyim, they were pirish 7 days, so too every kohen gadol should have, every kohen before he does an avodah should be mafrish 7 days. Answers the Gemara: Donin tziva mitziva ve'ein davin tzivaso mitziva. It says beyom tzavoso, and we use the precise limud, and that is tziva and tziva. Asks the Gemara, does it really make a difference whether it's Biyom Tzavoso or Tziva? Umay Nafkamina? What would the Nafkamina be? V'atana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel once teach us in regards to Limudim? V'shav HaKoyin Uba HaKoyin. Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. That when the Torah describes Shav and Ba, it's really the same thing, and you could learn a drasha of Gzeira Shava, even though they're not the exact same words. The Gzeira Shava there is in the sugya of Nige Batim. The drasha is not important for us, but the idea is that it doesn't have to be the exact same words. Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili Hecha Deleka De Damile. That's only if there's nothing else that's similar to it. In other words, there's no other explanation for the extra words. Then you would do a lima like Shiva and Ba, just like you would do Tzavoso and Tziva. But where there's something even better, so then, like Tziva Tziva, to tell us for Paraduma, then we should learn it. Yalfinan, then in such a case we would learn it. Period. We learned in Rabbi Yochanan's drasha lechaper elu maisa Yom HaKippurim. That's referring to Yom HaKippurim. Ask Gemara ve'eima kapara de karpanos. Maybe it's referring to the karpanos. The Gemara answers, that's far-fetched. Mi idea and high kohen misrami. How do we know which kohen is going to be doing the avoda that you're going to say every kohen that you should do at the boile prisha, that we should separate all the kohanim? Amri says the Gemara, it's not impossible. Aloma loy mi boile prisha lekula mishmeres pesav. Before we know that the kohanim were divided into 24 mishmaros and they would go up for a week's time to the Beis HaMikdash, as described in the Mishnah in Tainis on Daf Chav Zayin. So we'll have Prisha of all of the Beis Av. Says the Gemara, Donin Dover Shekavu Alozman, Midover Shekavu Alozman, Lafuki Karbonus, the Kol Yom Misnahu. We learn out something that had a particular time from the Miluyim that had a particular time. Efer Srefa Sapara has a particular time, and Maisi Yom HaKippurim has a particular time. To say that we're going to apply it across the board to every day, that's a hard limud. Hence, we won't learn the halacha of karbanos l'chiyuv of prisha, even though one could have argued that the mishmeres pesach would have to be pirish. Ask Gemara, well, what about a different type of thing that comes from time to time? Ve'emer regalim. Why would we learn out that for the regalim, the kohanim have to be pirish beforehand, just like the miluim? Answers the Gemara, don in davar shenoig pam achas b'shana, midavar hanoig pam achas b'shana. We learn out one thing that takes place once a year from something else that doesn't, that takes place once a year. La fuki regalim de la pam achas b'shaninu takes place 3 times a year. The Ritva points out that the language of the Gemara is not entirely meduyik, because the miluim weren't even noig once a year, but rather the Gemara means something that doesn't appear more than once a year. But it doesn't mean to say that the miluim appear once a year, because of course that's not so. Ve'ema regalach, maybe we should learn out that something that doesn't take place more than once a year to one regal of the year. V'chitem lo yedin haimei nayu. And if you're going to say, well, we don't know which one we should do the prisha before. Ichaga matzos, holo pasuk bal chasav tchila. Maybe chaga matzos, because the pasuk describes the first one summarizing all of the yom tovim. Ichaga sukkos, hol meruba mitzvahs. Maybe sukkos, because it has the most mitzvahs. Elo donim prisha shiva liyom echad. Mi prisha shiva liyom echad. There's another reason. Prisha takes place for 7 days for one day. And that is for Yom HaKippurim. So too, we learn that out from the Prisha of 7 days for the first day of the Miluyim. Ask the Gemara, well, I've got a one-day Yom Tov as well. Ve'ema Shmini de Prishas Shiva Liyom Echadu. Maybe, what about Shmini Atzeres? That you'll do the Prishas of Shiva for that one day. Answers the Gemara, Davinin Davar She'en Kedusha Lefanav, Midavar She'en Kedusha Lefanav. Ve'en Davin Davar She'esh Kedusha Lefanav, Midavar She'en Kedusha Lefanav. Shmini Atzeres is different, it has Kedusha before it. In contrast to the first day of the Meluyim, there's no Kedusha in front of it. Ask the Gemara, V'lav Kavachomer, wait, you'll got a Kavachomer. Hashta Davar She'en Kedusha Lefanav by Prisha. If it doesn't have Kedusha before it, nevertheless, there's a requirement of Prisha. Certainly, if Miluyim doesn't have Kedusha before it, there is a requirement of Prisha. Certainly, Shmi Atzeres, which it seems like the Gemara is saying is a higher Madrega because of the Kedusha before it, would certainly require Prisha. Because the Pasuk says, Kasher also Bayoim Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasos. It says the word Zeh, and we learn out Kaze, that it needs to be a day like this. In other words, a day that does not have Kedusha before it, even though the Kal V'chomer would have told you that. Be'ezer Hashem, we will conclude today's daf over here. 2 lines from the bottom of Be'ez on the Be'ez. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from daf Be'ez in Maseches Yuma is a fascinating topic that can be presented as a halachic riddle that emerges from our daf. The riddle is the following. God forbid if someone is imprisoned and they have one day that they could get out. Which day should they go out of prison? Should they wait till Yom HaKippurim? Wait for the next Shabbos? Get out the next day? What about the fact of Shema Yomus, the Chas V'Chalila? How do we presume that the person will be alive to wait for all the way for Yom HaKippurim? That issue comes up in our Tosfos. Tosfos on the Beis Amid Aleph, in Dibur HaMaskil V'Chachamim Omrim, is the starting point to this halachic riddle. We have a machlokis in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether another wife needs to be designated for the Kohen Gadol lest the first one dies. The Chachamim say if you're going to worry about that one is going to die, then you have to worry about for 5 or 6. Tosas observes that the assumption, according to the Chachamim, is that we don't presume that one is going to die. If one is going to die, Tosas says, then you have to presume 2, 3, or 4. Now, 2, 3, or 4 is highly unlikely, so it seems that Tosas is saying that even one is unlikely as well. Tosas points out that there might be a complicated sugya in Yevamos that seems to be choshesh for Misa, for one husband, or one Yavam. However, Tosas points out that that's over an extended period of time. However, a short period of time, like in this case, that Tosas says one does not have to be concerned. It is in this context that I heard from Rav Nevin Zal Shlita, and I see the Masifta Gemara quotes this as a discussion from the Chacham Tzvi, as well as the Radvaz, that if a person has an opportunity, because they are in confinement, to get out for a day and to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, Rav Nevin Zal Shlita, if I recall correctly, told me that he thinks it could very well be that he should not wait for the holiest day possible to arrive, but rather should take the first day possible to be Mekayim. For example, if the individual can't put on tefillin and do the basic mitzvahs that a person does every day, that he should not pass up the first opportunity they have for mitzvahs. Obviously, that was not said, Baruch Hashem, in the context of Halacha L'maisa, but it was said in the context of Lahagdil Toru Lahadira. And there are really two svaros. Let's say in terms of waiting for Yom HaKippurim, well, Tosa said that the Chachamim are only not afraid that the husband is going to die, the wife is going to die, within 7 days. But if Yom HaKippurim is in 6 months from now, maybe in such a case, one would have to be Choshesh. Number two, there is a Gemara that appears in our Masechta, as well as in other places in Shas, on Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel, that we have Reish Lakish's rule of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Therefore, if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, then you should do that mitzvah right now. However, it does get more complicated, as the Chacham Tzvi points out in Simin Kuv Vav, that the Gemara in Menachos, on Daf Pei Tes, one could infer, would say that rule of Ein Mavirin Ala mitzvahs, only if the mitzvahs are of equal value. However, in a case of where a person would have the opportunity, let's say, to keep Shabbos versus taking Ululav, clearly then Shabbos would come first, and the rule of Ein Mavirin Ala mitzvahs might not apply. However, the Chacham Tzvi is not convinced about that at all. He quotes a Gemara in Moed Katan that seems to say that it would apply, Ein Mavirin Ala mitzvahs would apply, even if the first mitzvah that you have the opportunity to do is a smaller mitzvah and not a greater one. This is a psak mefurish. In a highly less charged case, the Trumas Hadeshin says that our custom, what we did tonight of Kiddush Levana, even if there was an opportunity to do Kiddush Levana earlier, but we wait for Matzai Shabbos, because then we are wearing Begadim Na'im, that's what Trumas Hadeshin writes in Simin Lamed Hei, shows us, the Trumas Hadeshin says, that we're not Choshesh for Shema Yomus, especially within a short period of time, and therefore one would be allowed to postpone. However, in terms of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos, if a person is imprisoned, it could very well be, and I think this is what Rav Nevin Zal had argued as well, that even though we're not Choshesh Shema Yomus, in a short period of time, nevertheless, the rule of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos might still apply, and who knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might give the opportunity to the individual, mitzvah, goreres mitzvah, once he's Mekayim the first mitzvah, then he'll be able to be Mekayim others. This concludes this fascinating discussion, Lahagdil Torah Ulahadira, that emerges from Daf Beis and Maseches Yuma.